Welcome to Focus Carolina, an exclusive program sponsored by the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Provost Bob Lewin, and I'm excited to share this series of interviews with our Carolina faculty here on WCHL.
A noted researcher, Dr. Ada Adamora, studies how HIV is transmitted in African-American women, especially in underserved populations in the South. She recently received Carolina's Thomas Jefferson Award, the highest honor given to faculty. Dr. Adamora is co-director of the UNC Center for AIDS Research, or CFAR, which supports the infrastructure of studies focused on the HIV epidemic.
So what does the UNC Center for Research do? We basically provide infrastructure to support research concerning HIV, really doing clinical and behavioral research, educational outreach, translational research. And the consortium brings together three institutions that really work together closely and are tightly integrated. And the three institutions are UNC, which we clearly have expertise in preventing, diagnosing, and treating HIV. And then there's RTI, or Research Triangle Institute, RTI International, as it's called now, brings knowledge in behavioral sciences and pharmacology in particular. And FHI 360, their role is to really create interactions at an international level with HIV prevention. So we all work together really closely to catalyze and support HIV research. So in the early part of the AIDS epidemic, a lot of research, although not all of it, was pretty focused on people's individual risk factors for getting HIV. And so a lot of scientific questions ask, what are the things that the individual did that made them get HIV? A lot less attention was given to environmental factors and how the environment influences people's risk. We looked specifically at how social, economic, and political factors like mass incarceration, racism, and poverty increase people's risk for getting HIV above and beyond risk behaviors. And a lot of these forces are interrelated.
When Dr. Adamora moved to North Carolina, she found more to learn about HIV, and her colleagues at UNC have provided the kind of collaboration that is so heralded at the university.
When I finished my infectious disease fellowship years ago, it was pretty early in the AIDS epidemic. I happened to move down here to the South, and I was having trouble understanding why this disease was spreading so rapidly and pervasively throughout Black communities. And it was clear to me from talking to Black patients with HIV that while some people did have the traditional risk factors like injection drug use, crack cocaine use, etc., a certain proportion of Black people with HIV really didn't have what people would consider to be high-risk behavior. And as a Black person and understanding what so many Black people experience, specifically the effects of racism, I wanted to study how that impacted people's risk for HIV and the behaviors that affect HIV transmission. So this combination of talking to patients and looking at other epidemiologic studies and my own observations as a Black person sort of informed my approach. So I came to North Carolina and I worked at the State Health Department for almost 2 years in the Communicable Disease Control section. I used to come to infectious disease rounds here at UNC, and I got to know the clinicians in the infectious disease group, and I was recruited by Dr. Fred Sparling when he was chair of medicine. Now, I have terrific colleagues in the Institute for Global Health and Infectious Diseases and in the UNC Center for AIDS Research. People are just incredibly collegial and collaborative. And I've gotten so much help over the years. I always hesitate to name specific people. Mike Cohen was my chief till he just stepped down about a year ago. But he was extraordinarily helpful in my career and really inspired and supported me. This is unquestionably the most collegial of any research-intensive university, and that's really the thing I like most, that all of my colleagues are incredibly supportive, and they're so accomplished.
Thank you for listening to Focus Carolina, sponsored by the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. To hear more interviews, visit chapelboro.com and click on 97.9 The Hill on Demand, or visit thewell.unc.edu.